day. You know, obviously yesterday was our first day with the install. You know, some of these guys first time playing football again in a month, so a little sluggish yesterday, but they picked it up today. You know, first day in full pads, the guys are making plays, and you know, on both sides of the ball, so it was fun to watch.
In particular, Josh Allen, Baker Mayfield, what have you seen from those two guys?
Josh Allen, obviously, you know, has a wonderful throwing arm. He made some big time throws today. He's in command of the huddle, so that's good to see. Obviously, Mayfield also. I mean, he made some big time throws today. Also, I mean, all four quarterbacks have played well and have made some nice throws. The receivers have made some plays on the ball. So it's the tight ends, defensive backs. They're making plays also. The pass rush you can't really tell. Obviously, it's been some sacks, but I won't call sacks. I want to see the ball thrown and completed or thrown and defended. So we're not calling sacks, but that our D line is providing some pressure.
Baker yesterday was saying it was important for him to show you the type of guy he was, and kind of dispel some of the narrative. What have you seen there?
Yeah, I've told Baker just to be himself, obviously, you know, and you know, if you're not, you know, in that locker room or, you know, with those guys every day at the university, you don't know who they are. You know, and obviously his confidence and his swagger kind of, it could spell certain things for him. But I like that. You know, I want a guy with confidence. You know, I want a guy with swagger because it's a hard league, you know, and guys can get broken by this league. So I want a guy with great swagger and great confidence in his own abilities.
When was the first time you met Baker?
I met Baker yesterday on the field for the first time.
What was your impression? First impression?
My impression was, hi, Baker. Yeah, I didn't have an impression, you know. Now, if my 10-year-old son, he would love it, right? But I didn't have an impression. It's good to see him, you know. It's good he made it.
Could you envision a scenario where a quarterback proves to you here that, you know, we want this guy rather than maybe needing to go get a quarterback in free agency?
Man, it's January 24th. That's hard to say. You know, who's going to be available? Obviously in free agency and in draft, you know, even with our own guys. So that's impossible to say right now.
As a CU guy, it may be hard to talk good about a CSU guy.
Yeah, yeah.
Michael Gallup seems to be making a lot of plays.
He made some plays today. He got off to a slow start, so we gave him a little pep talk, and he came back and made some plays. But I've watched him play all year. I mean, he's made big-time plays against big-time competition, so I'm not surprised he can play and make plays here.
In the evaluation process, how do you weigh these practices compared to the game on Saturday?
I think the practices are more important, you know, because you get more reps to watch. You know, in that game on Saturday, I mean, it's going to be obviously four quarters, but, you know, a guy may get 25 to 30 chances. I mean, you know, we're going to have 100-plus clips on a guy after 3 days of work. So the practices are way more important because you're actually asking him to do what you're teaching him to do. So, you know, that's the evaluation. Can he take the information and process it and do what he's asked to do inside of the scheme? So that's in my opinion, way more important in the game.
Josh Allen, you said, made big throws, and we saw
yeah,
him.
Yeah.
But the book on him is consistent accuracy. Does that look like?
I'm not sure what the book is, Mike. I had to study them enough to know the book. You know, I've watched the guy for 2 days, and his accuracy seemed pretty good to me. So yeah, I don't know the book yet. I'll know in a month probably, but he looked pretty damn good to me today.
I noticed yesterday you told the quarterback before the play, like, this is for the game, this is for the game. Is that something that you like to do, just kind of throw that on?
Yeah. Him? Yeah, I mean, the last one-on-one, the last third down, you know, you want him to compete hard. So that's more coach talk.
Was that a McCartney thing, man?
Was it a McCartney thing? I can't remember. Ex Pritchard, he remember that stuff. I can't remember. Pritchard remembers that stuff.
Are there guys at other positions that have stood out to you?
Absolutely. I mean, a number of guys have stood out to me. You know, we've got a couple of linemen, a couple of D linemen, linebackers. You know, I just hate to share everything that I'm seeing here because that's the reason we're here coaching the game. I don't want to give away intimate secrets. You know, that's the reason we're coaching. But obviously, this game, you know, the history of this game, 85% of these guys are draftable guys. So, obviously, they can all play. So, I'm not surprised that guys are playing well. You know, we've watched some of these guys before coming out here. And, I mean, they're just proving us right. And that's part of this game, and that's part of the combine. You know, it's a prove right or prove wrong situation right now. And most are proven right.
Vance, did you know of – I thought it was Ballage, but Ballage, Kalen from Norm Barnett. Did you have any insight about it or know anything?
It's Norm Barnett's nephew.
Right.
And
you played
with
Norm
knew
briefly.
He was – absolutely, at Colorado. I knew he was Norm's nephew years ago but I didn't recognize the name yesterday.
Okay.
So Norm called me last night. And said, "That's my nephew." I said, "Yeah, you're right. I remember that kid from Arizona State." But boy, he's impressive. I mean, he's big, he's fluid, catches the ball well. He's got great feet. I mean, he's been impressive.
How about learning about some of your new assistants over the first couple of days of practice?
Well, I interviewed them, so it's what I knew. They coach hard, you know. They provide experience in the NFL. And they're going to push the players, so it's been fun to watch those guys coach the last couple of days.
How about Mason Cole, just Michigan center?
Tell you what, I mean, he's a guy that's interesting because he's played center, guard, and tackle, and he looks like a combination of all three. And he's kind of long like a tackle, he's kind of built like a center and guard. But he's a smart guy. I mean, he's been impressive, and obviously, having the ability to play all three positions, that's valuable in this league.
You played cornerback and quarterback. That mm-hmm. throw Allen made to Gallup down the sideline,
yeah.
That's even in the things you've seen, isn't that kind of a unique type throw?
That's a great throw because the safety's coming. So he put enough pace on the ball to get it there before the safety can get there. And that's important with those double move deep balls. So he drove the ball in. It's a great throw and great catch.
Has anything last about Mayfield's accuracy surprised you, or has it been as advertised?
Again, guys, I hadn't watched enough to know what the book is with these guys. You know, what I know is what I watched yesterday and today, and they've all been pretty accurate.
Okay, thanks, guys.
Thank you, guys.